Parshas Veschanan. We find in the parsha Shema Yisrael, which has in it the mitzvah mezuzah. We know that this mitzvah applies to one that owns a house, not to one that only borrowed or it's not his. Kiveger in Shuvis Simintas says the Chiddush Din that if one buys a house that has a mezuzah already on the door, he still makes a bracha. Because for this owner, this is a mitzvah chadasha. Halacha, we don't pass them like this way. Mishmeres Chaim asks that according to Kveger, why is mezuzah different than the mitzvah makir? If a person buys a house that has a makir, a fence on the roof, he doesn't make a bracha. The answer is poshut, and that there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvah mezuzah and the mitzvah makir. The mitzvah mezuzah is not to make sure that you have a guarded house, because this would be similar to the mitzvah makir, which is that you shouldn't have a dangerous roof. And therefore, if you buy a house that already has a makir on the roof, there's no machayif. Similar to a person that buys a house without a roof. But rather, the mitzvah mezuzah is a constant mitzvah to put a mezuzah on your house. Therefore, the new owner, even though there's a mezuzah already on the door, he has to put up his own mezuzah. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, explains the mitzvah a mezuzah in more detail. Says Rambam, Chayv Adam Lizar Mezuzah B'nei Shehi Choyvas HaKol Tomit. The mitzvah mezuzah is a constant mitzvah. Rambam goes on to explain how this is. V'chol Eish Shehi Koneis V'yetze Yifka B'yichud Shmo Yishal Kosh Baruch Hu. Every time you go in and out, you come in contact with the word Shema Yisrael, which is Yichud Shmoy, and you see the words also V'hafeis Hashem Okecha. And then, says Rambam, Yizkor Avosoy V'yeyor Mishnosoy V'shigiyosoy V'alei Havoy Azman. You should remember your Avof Hashem and wake up from your sleep and your business with Havoy Azman. Continues. V'yeda she'ein shom dover ha'oymei la'oylam la'oymei la'omim ela diyas sur ha'oylam. And you should realize and know that the only thing that lasts forever and ever is a knowing and a closeness to Hashem. And therefore, Rambam umiyad u'choyzer l'da'atoy. Immediately, he'll come back to his das. Rambam ends off with the pasuk, Choyne Malach Hashem Soviv L'Reyov. Hashem encamps Malachim around those that fear. Says Rambam, who are these Malachim? These Malachi Rachamim are the mitzvah of Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Mezuzah, which constantly remind us and save us from doing Chet. It's possible for a person to feel that if only I had a personal, constant reminder to stay focused throughout the day. Yes, Hashem gives us Malachi Rachamim, which is the mitzvah mezuzah, to wake us up and to stay focused. We also see that all we need is a reminder to keep us focused. We should be zecher to understand and appreciate this amazing mitzvah of mezuzah. This Shabbos is Shabbos Nachamu. My real rights that this Shabbos a person should be Yishku Kol Ha'am V'yivtechu V'nechamas Bias Hagoyel. There's an Inyan to be V'simcha and the Mechazik and the Muna in the Bia of Mashiach. Ruchem Olshin brings down, he heard from Rav Shach, explain the pasuk in Parashas Kisisa. Vayomer hine enochi koreis bris neged koreis bris. I'm going to make a bris with you, Klal Yisrael. Neged kol amcha esen neflois. Ashele nivru b'chol aretz b'chol agoyim. I'm going to make neflois miracles that you never saw before. So Shach explains, what are these nisim? What is these in the flois that were tremendous nisim that we never ever had? Says of Shach, the fact that Klai Yisrael is still here in Golis. Chazal tell us that Klai Yisrael doimek to keves echod bin shivim ze'evim, a wolf, a 70 wolves and one sheep in the middle. It doesn't say one wolf and 70 sheep, 70 wolves, which would mean that the world is much greater, the quantity of the goyim are much greater than the yidden, much more than that. There's a sheep and 70 wolves. The teva, the nature of wolves, is to eat up the sheep. So too, the teva of the goyim is to destroy Klal Yisrael. Which Chazal say, the halacha, Esav Sonei Yaakov, Esav includes all the goyim. Chazal also tell us that Sinai is called Sinai Sheyarda Sina La'olam. Hate came down to the world. Means there was a teva. It made a nature, a teva, that Klal Yisrael hate, that the goyim hate Klal Yisrel because we were makabel Torah, and therefore the natural teva for the goyim to eat up this keves to destroy us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents it. That's in the flois gedolos, more than Yisrael Mitzrayim, says of Yaakov Emden, much greater than Yisrael Mitzrayim, the fact that we're still alive. Yaakov Emden says also, only the fact that Klai Yisrael are still around is also the fact that the Torah, that our Torah Shebuksav, is not missing even one ois and one nekuda from the Torah Kedosha. Is a giloy of the Ashkacha Pratis that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to Klai Yisrael. Perhaps that Bedafka, the Indian to be Mitzameach, is on Shabbos Kodesh, where Shabbos is always an ekesher between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, always with Am Segula. And therefore, Dafka, the Shabbos, we're still able to keep Shabbos. We're able to keep Shabbos, we're able to still continue this voice of this kesher between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the Am Segula, B'toich, the Shivim, the Avim, and we're still around. This is a Shabbos that we're Sameach on Shabbos, and we're Mechazik, the Muna B'tochen, and the Gula Lema. Klai Yisrael is currently in a situation that we see B'chus, the Oimdim Oleinu L'chaleseinu, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masileinu Miyodim. Ve'ezes Hashem, v'tzchus v'chizuk in our Muna B'tochen, will be zeicha all of us to Gula Krova, v'nheiru v'yemenu, amen, and good Shabbos.